world that's far away, there was a world that once was green, a place for people, not machines. It's true, it's true, it's true.
The author of that green song was Phil Kaplow, but it could be you. WSSR Radio at Sangamon State University presents Reading and Writing and Radio, a program about creative writing. Your host is Jacqueline Jackson, children's author and professor of literature at Sangamon State University.
Do you believe in green? That's the name of our program today, and the name of a song I wrote the words to and my friend Phil Kaplow the music to for our play, The Endless Pavement. Josette lives in a world entirely paved with concrete, and she hears about green grass and trees from her parents. After telling her, father and mother sing to her, and she joins in on the green song that I sang at the start. There was a world that once was green. And then they leave, and Josette sings Do You Believe in Green, a song that we've all come to call just green. So sit back and maybe shut your eyes and put yourself into the green world that Josette sings about. It's a leisurely song with a number of moods. Try to experience all the greens that she wonders about. Hay and hay mows, pine boughs, birds, the wormy smell of rain. Josette is sung by Kristen Bartolis of City Day School 4th grade in Springfield, and the other voice you'll hear singing with Josette occasionally is the tree, who is Laurie Skufka, our pianist.
Believe there were blossoms and bees.
Josette has a dream, a fantasy of the green world and the apple tree. And at the very end of the play, when the world is turning green again, everyone sings the It's True song, slightly changed. There is a world that now is here. There is a world that now is green. A place for people, not machines. It's true. It's true. It's true. Now, green, of course, means far more to me than the color. When Josette sings, "What is green's odor? What is green's feel?" she's enlarging green from just a color to a feeling inside, to a meaning. I wanted her to be talking about green moments, green times. What is a green moment? It doesn't have to have the word green in it or be literally green in color. Here's a poem by Robert Frost, green all the way through, but green isn't mentioned in it at all. It's called The Pasture. I'm going out to clean the pasture spring. I'll only stop to rake the leaves away and wait to watch the water clear, I may. I shan't be gone long. You come too. I'm going out to fetch the little calf that's standing by the mother. It's so young it totters when she licks it with her tongue. I shan't be gone long. You come, too. This poem is filled with different greens. We see green when we picture the pasture grass. We feel green in the new life of the little tottery calf. In the plant world, new life is almost always green. The greening twigs even before winter is over, and green buds and green shoots. The poet Mary O'Neill says, green is the fuzz that covers up where winter was. So new life, be it calves or grass or people, is green in feel. And there's the water greenness in the pasture spring, water made clean and fresh again by getting out the debris of winter, dead leaves and twigs and insects. The green there is renewal. And then the green that shines all over that poem is the green of companionship. It's an invitation. You come too. Let's go together, you and I, to the calf, to the spring. These are quiet and joyful tasks, and I feel the need for someone to share them with me. I don't want to be lonely all alone. Lovely things are still lovely when we're alone, but they deepen and are lovelier when we can share them, especially with someone we care about. I shan't be gone long. You come, too. Let me tell you a few personal greens. I have a friend who one day was sitting at her desk and was thinking and studying, and she let her eyes rest upon a rose that was sitting there, a rosebud. And while she was watching, the rose gave a very tiny pop, so faint that if she hadn't been watching, she wouldn't have heard it at all. And at that tiny pop, the petals made a tiny little movement of opening, and the bud literally popped into a flower. And you can see the wind move flowers, but this flower moved all by itself, and she was so excited that she called me up and told me about it. And this was a green moment that she wanted to share. Another friend called me up and said, quick, quick, get outside. You're in town, and so you wouldn't have noticed, but there's a special sort of lightning going on. And so I rushed outside to see the kind of lightning that was going on, and it was going from cloud to cloud rather than from cloud to earth. And so you would see these great sideways shafts of lightning piercing from one cloud to another. And it was tremendously exciting, and I had never seen lightning like that before. And that was a green moment. So a real part of green to me is the sharing of green experiences, the kind of companionship that you can have with wonder and joy and beauty. And there's no one here to talk to, and there's no one here to talk to. I saw a funny little fuzz on our front porch bricks, and I bent down to look at it, and here it was a praying mantis case that had just opened, and there was about 1,000 little praying mantises, each one tinier than half of your little fingernail, but looking exactly like the grown-up praying mantises, and they were all just coming out of the egg case, and they were all in a size of about a space about as big as a quarter. And I examined them, and my heart leapt up in joy, and it was a real green moment, but I wanted to show them to somebody. And there were a couple of high school kids going by on the sidewalk. So I rushed down, and I said, come and look at this. So they came up, and they looked, and they didn't seem very interested, and they looked at me a bit as if I were a bit crazy, and walked off again. But I wanted to share it with somebody. One that I was with a friend for was the ice crystal bells. We were out at Lake Springfield, and it was a spring day, and in the hollow of the shore, there was a kind of moving rug lying on the water, rolling gently up and down, and it was made entirely of ice. The ice had gone, but there was this much left, and when we got close, we could see that every piece was about the size of an ice cube, but they weren't solid. They were like lacy filigree, every little bit. And they were sparkling in the sun like a million diamonds, flashing and glancing and dancing. And they were all clinking gently together as the waves made them go up and down. So they were like fairy chimes, melodious and clear. And it was enough to make you just go out of your mind with the delight of it. And there was even more to it than that, because there was a spring breeze that had the scent of spring on it, but as it came across this little ice field, it would blow cold. So we had the cold wind along with the warm wind, the sight, the sound, the scent. It was a tremendous green experience. And another was, I was out on the lake with a friend in our canoe, and the sun had just gone down over the hill. And the hill slopes sort of down, and the sun had just gone, and we started to paddle, and lo and behold, the rim of the sun peeped up again. That's because we'd moved enough so that the sun was in a slightly different position beside the hill. And so my friend said, let's see if we can make the sun come up. So we paddled furiously, and the farther we went in the lake, the more the sun came up, and we made the setting sun rise behind that hill. Of course, we stopped all exhausted after that and watched the sun sink down behind the hill once more, but we have never forgotten the day we made the sun come up. I'd like to play you a final song. It's my very favorite song, and it's the one where I first said, "This is green." It's Bilbo's song in The Fellowship of the Ring. And try again to picture all the images. The yellow leaves and gossamer. Gossamer is a beautiful word. It means film of cobweb. There's a section close to the end in the Elvish language, so don't expect to understand those words.
I sit beside the fire and think of all that I have seen. Of meadow flowers and butterflies in summers that have been, of yellow leaves and gossamer in autumns that there were, with morning mist and silver sun and wind upon my hair. I sit beside the fire and think of how the world will be when winter comes without a spring that I shall ever see. For still there are so many things that I have never seen. In every wood, in every spring, there is a different green. sit beside the fire and think of people long ago, and people who will see a world that I shall never know. But all the while I sit and think of times that were before, I listen for returning feet and voices at the door. Gilthoniel, Silivren penna miriel, O menela glarellenath, nach aered palandiriel, O galad remine nora, panuvilos lelitna thom, ne vai arsi. Ne vai aron. I listen for returning feet and voices at the
Green to me is the kind of moment that makes my heart full to bursting, when I'm glad to be alive, when I can hardly breathe with happiness. But green is also when I have seen and felt into something so deeply that the tears come. Bilbo's song affects me that way. In every wood, in every spring, there is a different green. There can be sad green as well as happy green. What both the greens have is that they are deep, deep inside. Green is an abiding sense of peace and of contentment, whether it's sad or happy. I feel that my feet in this world are standing on green. It is the foundation. Green is what matters. It's what makes everything else worthwhile. It's a belief that life is good and is rich, that no matter how many hard moments there are, and the fact that we all die in the end, that life is worth it, and every green moment reinforces that belief. Everybody has green moments, and everyone's green is a different green. Green may be hard to write immediately, because our green experiences so often lie under the surface. Perhaps after this program, you'll want to talk about green some before you write. Perhaps your teacher will share one of his or her green moments with you. I suggest that you put your head on your desk and shut your eyes and see green behind your eyelids and feel greenness in your fingers and toes and wait until it comes to you, a time that you've believed in green, and then, very quietly, write it down. It may come out poetry.
WSSR Radio has presented Reading and Writing and Radio. Send your writings to Jacqueline Jackson, Sangamon State University, Springfield, Illinois, 62708.